Hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is October 20th, 2022. This year is a fluke. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast and all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes. Please go to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk on iTunes, on podcast. You'll see the picture that's right behind me. Subscribe. If you leave us a rating and a review, it'll help us out tremendously. Please subscribe to the Sportscast channel. Hit the notifications. There's a playlist that says Jersey Boys Sports Talk. So if you listen to past shows we have, there's a lot of shows that I tell people to listen to because, you know, Byron, my co-host, has done a great job on building like either depth charts for the Giants, also building the top receivers, quarterbacks, and so forth. So those of you that are looking out playing fantasy football, I'm not saying to you that, hey, we're saying, you know, that this is the perfect list. I'm saying it's a good list for you to match up to who you're looking to play or who you're looking to put in. Byron's done a really good job with that. We are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Thursday. At what time, Byron?
8 o'clock, man.
8 o'clock Eastern time. So you can listen now. You can listen to us on Stitcher, on your smart speaker. Just say Jersey Boys Sports Talk. And we can go from there. So, hey, how are you doing today, Mr. Byron?
I'm wonderful. It's getting cold. That's all I got to say. It's been in the 30s at night around here. So, yeah, all of a sudden it just turned the other day.
Hey, may I ask you a question? I saw somebody on Facebook post a Jones that passed away. Was that a family member of yours?
No.
No family. Okay, good. Oh. Like, I want to say, if I ever would normally say something to me, but it's 30. Well, it's pretty cool down here. It's, what's the temperature? Maybe 70?
Man, that's like a cold spell. Ooh-wee,
man. That's cool. Well, you ain't used to that, bro. It is cold.
Well, it's in the 30s here. I had to turn the heat on in the house. That's how cold it is.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm trying to figure out what temperature is. For some reason, the thing is on Phoenix. Oh, here you go. Gainesville, Orlando, 67. Atlanta, 69. Tallahassee's cold, 67. All right, it's 70. It's 70. It's 73.
70
degrees.
Oh, wow.
Bro, you know how it is, though. When you get in the hot and it goes cold and it gets a little nippy, you know, we kind of like it.
Make sure you put your mittens on with your booties and your sweater. You know, I don't want you to catch a chill.
Nah, I just put my hoodie on. That's all. Oh. I put my hoodie on. All righty. So I had an awesome weekend. I hope you had a good weekend, too. We got several things, some good things to talk about. So look, let me tell you how my weekend was so good. Okay. Is the number one part was my son, who lives 5 minutes away. Okay. We moved to him. He moved out here first. Right. And then we decided to sell and we moved where we moved. So he calls me up and he goes, "Hey dad," he goes, "what are you doing?" He goes, "I'm watching football." He goes, you want to watch the games?" I'm like, "Sure." He goes, he mentions the two young men that were there, and then I coached them in travel basketball. So I know these kids since fourth grade, right? They all call me coach, right? Still, right? And we would win, but we lost our share. But we would have really like after, I would make sure it was always family oriented. I'd expect families to come. If they didn't come, I would pay, cost us money, but we would have like go to wings. Even if we got blown out, Byron, they're all having wings and eating pizza and stuff. They told me today, and I told them then, they remember more the after the games than the hurt or the pain of getting blown out. You know what I mean? Because it was, we made it family. That's why some teams, some people came to us because some of it was just strictly business and it was over, right? For us, I wanted to teach them good sportsmanship, good basketball, good skills. At the same time, we have fun. But short story is that the fact that my son called me up My wife wasn't here, so she had a car, and he came over, picked me up, and brought me to his house. So I'm there in his apartment with the other two players, and we're watching the, and these kids are like, they all play fantasy football. So Byron, if I tell you, they had the big screen and four other laptop computers going on at the same time. So they had the red zone on one TV. They had games. They had someone had was streaming direct the NFL ticket on another one. The other one had two main games on. And, you know, it was fun, but it was freaking me out because I like watching the game, you know. But so that was phenomenal for me. Plus the Giants win. And my son's a Giant fan, right? Obviously, I made him a Giant fan. So he's a Giant fan. So he's super excited. Yeah, he's super excited, and then the other guys know I'm a diehard Giant fan. So I was over there with my Giant hat, my Eli Manning shirt, and so anyhow, that's how my weekend went. And with the Giants win, I was super happy. So let's talk about it.
All right, here, let me ask you this question now. When you went to your son's house, did you go in the refrigerator and stand in the side of the refrigerator looking for stuff? Did you do that?
Did I look for anything? No.
Why not? Food, like he did you for years. You know, the kid comes home, looks at the refrigerator, stand in the refrigerator, looking for stuff and see what they can get. You, come on, man. All kids do that.
Man. I ended up buying pizza.
What? You pay?
Yeah. Well, they had wings and stuff, so they had already bought stuff.
Did you turn the air where you wanted it, you know, in the house and everything? Did you touch everything?
I didn't do it. I cleaned.
What? You know, come on, man. You're supposed to go to his house and do all the stuff that he did to you for years. You're supposed to go over there and do that.
I hope he's listening. I'm going to send him a clip of this show. This is my son.
You're supposed to come in, you know, kick Byron, your shoes off.
Byron, my son is not like, you know, I'm more of an extrovert. My son is. The blessing for him to call me up to come over and watch the game with him and pick me up. I bet that I can pick you in 5 minutes, pick me up and bring me there. Byron, that was the greatest thing. You combine that and the Giants winning and he's happy. Byron, there's nothing better for me than that. Like that was the bonus of the bonus. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. So you got the car. Did you change the radio?
No, he's 5 minutes away.
I'd have done everything. I'd have changed his radio. I'd have bought my own CDs, put what I want on there. I'd have gotten the house. I'd have kicked the shoes off at the door, the shoes flying all over the place. I'd have went to the refrigerator, stood in the refrigerator. I'd have turned the air conditioner to RA. I'd have done everything that, you know, they did to me as a kid.
Yeah, maybe I do that when I go by, you know, just on my own to go and see him or whatever. But, you know, Byron, you know, I was just in heaven. Like the fact that he called me. And then not only that, you got to remember, these are my players. They wanted me there. So these are 24-year-old young men that are asking for a 50-something-year-old guy to come over. And they like hanging out with me. Like, they like talking jokes and smack. They have different themes. You know, I want to get them on a podcast. I gave them our card. Oh, but kind of Santiago made us a Jersey Boys Sports Talk card with a QR code so people can immediately go in.
Come on, man. You were that soft, man. I would have done everything. I would have took a bite of the pizza and put it down. I would have done it all.
No, I'm far from soft because, look, I was probably harder on my son than I wish I was. You know, I think you always want to take things back. But anyhow, bottom line is they were watching all the games. We were talking about, I forgot what we were talking about, like different players. I told them about the sports cast. I told them about some of your picks. And then we started talking about, you know, like the Giants schedule, what we thought. And they, by the way, they were also agreeing too. They were getting upset. Like, why aren't they giving the ball to Saquon? Let's get into the game now. Like, you know, what's going on? Like, that game bothered me I'm happy that we won. But don't you think that they didn't get – Saquon needs to get involved early in this every game.
Yeah, but they tried and they couldn't run the ball because they were getting what? pressure up the middle with Feliciano hurt again. That's the problem. And you hit
on. But what about on the swing passes, Byron? They started him as receiver. Get him the ball. You know how I am about athletes, star athletes. They need the ball, right? I mean, you know, I told you about Odell. You got to get him the ball. I don't care if it's a sweep. I don't care if it's something. Get the ball. Get him going. He makes the difference.
Yeah, but right? you have to remember he was still hurt. You know, remember he hurt his shoulder the last game. So he was still hurting because he didn't come out. He did come out during a portion of the game. So maybe that's why they didn't run him as much up the middle and did that kind of stuff because he was hurt. And, you know, the center, Feliciano, was first play of the game. Remember that first play of the game? What happened? Chat. First play. How does that happen? First play.
Yeah. And we were talking about – and then we were talking about what's the tight end's name that we were going through the break?
Bellinger.
Bellinger, right. So he scored the touchdown, right? So that's where you came up, and I said, look, guys, come on our show and listen to some of the things that we're doing because Bellinger scores a touchdown. Man, Bellinger, they're like – I go, listen to me. You know, you should listen to our show because my co-host Byron was talking about, like, think about it. We're doing pretty good in rushing. Like, we're number two in rushing, right? Right. Oh, yeah, Saquon. I go, well, where do you think that's coming from? And that's because Bellinger, you know, if you think about it, you know, you may not know him as the receiver or as the Kelce's or whatever, but if we're rushing, you need blockers. And, you know, my co-host mentioned that, you know, hey, you got to add him to the line. These guys are blockers. You know what I mean? We're not second in rushing for no reason, right?
But it's all of them. You know, you got, you know, Bellinger's blocking. You got Tanner Hudson, the other tight end. You have the receivers, you know, the Stills. And, you know, all them guys are doing all the dirty work blocking, you know, to help them, you know, be able to run the ball the way they've been, you know, running.
There's no doubt. But it was great that they mentioned that. And they didn't know who it was. And when I told them based on our podcast, it was good. Because, you know, I pick up what you're saying made a lot of sense, right? So I wasn't really looking at the receivers. Remember, because we were just looking at the line. You go, no, you got to add tight ends, bro. We're rushing. We're leading and rushing. We're able to do this and that. That translated for me to be able to tell them, and they liked it, you know? So it was pretty good. But that was a big win against Baltimore. I mean, it was a big win against Baltimore. Byron, I think you had him at 0-7 by this point.
Are we going to start that again? I told you for the 967th time, I picked them to be 5-1. I picked that.
Santiago, producer, please get me the transcript. Preseason.
Oh, man, I picked 5-1, man.
I bet you had him 0-something.
I picked 5-1. I told you that, you know, the only game they was gonna lose was to the Cowboys. You know, I predicted, you know, the score, you know, they were gonna beat this team by last week. Yeah, I predict. Yes, I'm the great Houdini now.
I can't believe you can actually like say that with a straight face.
Yes, deny, deflect.
Yeah, this is the way, dude. I think you had him stole down. You didn't even have him at 7, and you didn't even have him at 10 in anything. Let me see. I got it documented, bro. It's not like
you. You better figure out, you know, real soon because I'm gonna keep, you know, to my story. I'm sticking to it.
You picked Detroit to win the division.
I did. Right?
Yep.
Well, they can make a turnaround. They'll be all right.
I'm gonna start following it all. Okay, so let's look at some of these. So give me your thoughts about the game.
Which one?
The Giants. This game was the last game. Talk about the last game.
Yeah, everybody was talking about how, you know, they're keeping it close. And then when they get to the fourth quarter, they're finding, you know, some way, you know, to win. And that's exactly, you know, what they've been doing. And if all the other pieces that they have, instead of, you know, just mishmash pizza, because they're all buying in, whatever Dable was saying, they're buying into, you know, the program, you know, and you figure, he was around Saban, you know, he was around the guy up in New England, you know, Belichick. So, you know, maybe, you know, he's being himself, but, you know, he has been around, you know, coaching for 25 years. And it's obvious that these guys have brought, you know, into whatever he's selling. So, you know, it's working. You know, the defense is playing well with Wink. I just can't wait till all the other ones that are all broke up and every week, you know, when they come back and help with this run.
Look at some of the news. Daniel Bellinger has a knack for making plays, which is good. That was the other thing we discussed. You know, we were discussing about how
he's got three touchdowns.
One, the Giants are second half team. So keeping it close in the first half was really important. And then two, I was also telling them that I was stating, I says, you know, if you think about it, you know, and this is based on our podcast, is that our defense is not even fully together right now.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, we're still missing players, and Thibodeau's playing hurt. Right. And so it was good. You know, it was funny how I was able to relate our podcast with the information we were talking about and bringing it out to their attention, because they know how big of a Giant fan I am. Right. But the deal is, the defense is doing pretty good, Byron, for not having full tilt. I mean, you still need some help in the secondary, but they're starting to do a little better. You know what I mean? And I can't wait till our full defense comes back, because we're going into a stretch where we got five – these games coming up, we can go 4-1, 5-0.
Yeah, easy.
This is where you pick them to win games. This is where you had them at like 7-10, if you're lucky, 8-9. You did not even have them at 10-7. That's
for sure. I said they were going to be five. No, I said they were going to be 6-1. Was it 6-1? 6-1 before the bye.
Dude, that's impossible for you. You would not have picked them against Baltimore. I knew Baltimore was good. I didn't pick them again. I had a tough time. I didn't pick them against. I didn't have them at 5-1.
I did.
All right, I'm gonna leave it alone. I don't want to keep arguing there. But anyhow, the defense is getting better. Look at NFL power ratings. Giants 5-1 closed, continue to rise. So remember where we were in power ratings?
30, right? 29.
Uh-huh. So Sporting News, we're number 4.
Yeah, that's
moved
a little
up 3.
That's a little too high, man. So
let me share you what it says. And what's in power ratings, right? So here, Giants can be considered for real only a game behind the Eagles, and their lone loss coming to the Cowboys. They took advantage of a weak schedule early, but their Packers and Raver victories stamped their inspired all around, right? NFC East number 1 previously, Eagles number 1, number 9 were the Cowboys, now they're 6. Number 28, and Commanders went down to 31. The top 5 is the Eagles, the Bills, the Giants, and the Vikings. We have 3 NFC East teams, bro.
Oh, man, that's too high, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just – it is what it is. But when they were low, right? I want to get out of here, blocked out because we're on the internet. I don't know why we're not using any infringement. But – But anyways, I thought it was a good game. Daniel Jones is playing pretty good. What's his stats? You know where the stats were for the so far?
So far, no.
Let me go. Well,
he didn't throw for 200 yards yet. He's still
bro. But let me tell you something. Okay, those guys. You gotta admit. Okay, he's still bad in the red zone, man. He's
how is he bad? They scored in the red zone.
He was making some – I'm just telling you, man, he's made bad decisions in the red zone. He makes me nervous.
Did they score the last game in the red zone? Wow. Yeah. Wandell Robinson took one.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that came back too. Wasn't he here?
Yeah, that's the knee guy since the beginning of the year. The other one is still all broke up. He has the other hamstring hurts now. Tony?
Kadarius?
Yeah, he's got two hamstring problems now. I guess he was working the one so hard that, you know, the other one hurts now. So he's all, they're not expecting him back until after the bye week.
He's got a QBR of 54%, which isn't that good. He's got five TDs, but he's got five TDs and two interceptions, tied for third, tied for 23rd in TDs, and he's in 24th for yardage.
Are they winning?
That's all that matters. That's okay. I'm okay. Yeah, as long as he's, you know, it's the red zone. I just don't trust him in the red zone, bro. I mean,
but he's been.
Wait a second. He turned the ball over in the red zone. We had a flag. That's what turned it around. It was a flag.
Should have, could have, didn't happen. So
I'm just saying, he's still his red zone presence.
That wasn't his fault. The guy fell down. Wasn't his fault.
Okay. So let's see. I mean, he's playing. He's playing his average, you know what I mean? It's just that he's not
he's not lighting it up yet. He's a game, he's a game manager.
That's all I need him to be. I'm happy. I don't have a complaint. You know what I mean? Let's see, against Baltimore, but he was sacked four times in Baltimore.
What do you think was going
to happen? He was sacked five times against Dallas, three times against the Cardinals.
Because but Mr. Neal has been playing better. The right
tackle. He has been playing better?
A lot better. They said they worked on his mechanics, you know, as far as, you know, the pass set. So he should be the person that he should be for the rest of the year. He's gonna be fine, but he was a lot better this game than he has been in the past. I keep telling you where it is, man. It's coming up, the pressure coming in the middle.
No, we know that. And then with Feliciano being hurt, It doesn't help us.
Well, it also doesn't help that he's the problem.
Who's the problem?
Feliciano and the left guard are nah.
Can you hear that?
What?
Sirens?
No. The left guard is Brenderson. Brenderson is the left guard right now, and Feliciano's the center. It's going to change. I don't know when it's going to change, but sometime during this year, they're going to make a change. You know, either Lemieux comes back or Nick Gates gets in. But one of them two guys is going to be the starter of one of those two positions by the end of the year.
All right. So, look, here is Saquon had 22 attempts, 83 yards, and a touchdown, three receptions. Against the Packers, he had 70 yards, but he only had 13 attempts. And against the Bears, he had 31 attempts, which was his biggest.
He's getting a lot of touches. That's a lot.
The Cowboys, he only had 14, and he averaged 5. He's averaging 5.2 a carry, dude.
Yeah.
He crushed the Titans. He averaged 9.1, but overall, he's averaging 5.2 a carry, right? He's got four TDs so far, and he's got 600 yards, 616 yards.
He's number two in the NFL.
He's averaging 100 yards a game.
He's behind Nick Chubb, the second leading rusher.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's we gotta be pretty happy with that. You know what I mean? Let's keep him healthy.
Yeah, keep him healthy.
Yeah, and then so let's go look at all right. So the Eagles, you think they're for real?
I can't say it because people have been killing me about that. Yes, they are.
Well, we remember we predicted the Eagles early on, right?
The only part, like the last game when they played the Cowboys, okay, they looked like they were going to blow the doors off the Cowboys in the first half. And the second half came up and they really didn't, they kind of, you know, got their number and kind of shut them down in the second half of the Cowboys. So, yeah, if they can play a team that has like not the second string guy Cooper Rush playing, a team that has a real quarterback and a real offense, we'll see if they really are for real. But their schedule just doesn't say that, so they're really not going to be playing anybody, you know, until they play the Cowboys again.
Well, and the Giants, they haven't played the Giants yet, right? So, but look, dude, they haven't really won convincingly. Like they beat the Cardinals by three. They beat Jaguars by 8, right? They beat the Cowboys by 9, and you know, on the Cowboys with Cooper Rush. But I mean, okay, I'll take that in a rival team. So it's not like they're really not blowing out teams either.
But they're winning. They're undefeated, though.
That's yes, they are. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, that's preseason. The Commanders, obviously, they blew out. That's it. They played the Steelers Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, yeah, I mean, you never know with Tomlin, but they should beat the Steelers. I mean, they don't have a tough schedule. They got the Steelers, the Texans, the Commanders, the Colts, pretty tough. They got the Packers. If the Packers start coming around, then they got the Titans. You don't know what the Titans. Then December 11th, they play the Giants. Right, so this is where it starts getting a little bit interesting to them later once December comes, because in December they got to play the Giants twice. Well, you know, December 11th and January 8th, right? And then they play the Cowboys.
Right, they're gonna lose to somebody.
That's where it's gonna make the difference, you know, from my perspective. Right. Yeah,
one of my other teams is going to knock them off. You know, they're going to go in, you know, overconfident or whatever, and somebody's going to knock them off before they get to the Giants or the Cowboys. It's going to happen. They're not going to go, you know, 17-0 or whatever. You know, they're going to lose a couple games. But, you know, right now they are the team to beat in probably all the NFC. They're probably the top dog right now.
Well, let me tell you, dude, Jalen Hurts is—he's at 98% rating.
Yeah,
I mean, he's playing. He's thrown 1,500 yards, which is like maybe 500 yards more than Jones. He's got 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Jones has got 5-2, right? But his QBR is so much higher.
Yeah, but look at the receivers he's thrown. He's thrown to AJ Brown. He's thrown to Devontae Smith. He's throwing to Rieger, I think the kid's name is, the tight end, Dallas Goedert. He's got 4 receivers that he can pick, you know, at any time, you know, to get at least 100 yards, you know, a game in receiving. What do we have? Marcus Johnson, Davis Hills, practice player, Johnson, James off the scrap heap, a second round pick that just came back. We got Galladay that hasn't played in weeks and, you know, talk.
No, I got you. I'm not comparing. I'm just going to say, but look at his numbers are from when he started, 77% rating, 87%, 98%. That's pretty impressive progression.
Yeah.
You know, like what I mean?
About him, he's getting better. He's gotten better every year that he's played, from, you know, his Alabama days to, you know, Oklahoma to being with the Eagles. Every year, this kid is getting better.
Yeah. And Cooper Rush, what do you think is going to happen now when the Cooper Rush?
The Jerry Jones started, the Cooper Rush mania has died. You know, after that woeful train wreck of the interceptions, and basically now we know why he's a 28-year-old backup quarterback. There's a reason why.
The Cowboys, they lost this weekend, no?
Yes.
And he had how many interceptions?
I think 3. 2 or 3, yeah.
Yeah.
He was awful. But it also doesn't help. It doesn't help that Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, he's determined that he wants to throw the ball. When you have Zeke was averaging 5-6 yards a carry. The other guy, Pollard, was running well, but for some reason, they just got away from the run and decided they want to throw the ball that sort of, you know, just wasn't well.
Yeah.
Did not end well.
Well, so far, he's got an 80% rating, Rush. He played the Eagles. He threw 3 interceptions against the Eagles.
Yes.
That was it. He had no interceptions before that. He only threw 1 touchdown. His only interceptions were – he had a 37.3 rating.
I wonder why. He's a second string or third string quarterback. Jerry Jones created that whole, Yeah, you know, if he plays and if he wins well, you know, if he wins the next game, you know, it's going to be a controversy in Dallas. No, it ain't. Dak Prescott is a quarterback. He'll be back this week, and that's that.
So there's the Landry hat says Cooper Rush's numbers, right, proves why the Cowboys need Dak Prescott back. And there's no way I would hold Prescott down. I'm not a big fan of McCarthy as a coach.
But you have to think about this. McCarthy's not calling the plays. It's Kellen Moore is calling the plays. Just like with the defense, it's Dan Quinn is the defensive guy. It's Kellen Moore. You know, we said this before that McCarthy basically is a figurehead. He makes the decision if you're going to go forward on fourth, and that's it. He doesn't do anything else during the course of the game. It's those two guys that are running everything for the offense and defense. As a matter of fact, even the special teams, Fossil's son is a special teams coach for the Cowboys. So McCarthy does nothing.
Rush makes $1 million as a backup.
They always say that's the best job to have.
But let me tell you, $1 million is pretty cheap, though. You would think most of the average backup quarterbacks make a little more than that, I would think. Was he like the third string quarterback?
No, he would. Remember, he got cut like before the season. He got cut, you know, waived, and then they re-signed him. You know, the beginning of the season, put him on practice squad or whatever they did with him, and then he's ended up being the second or third string quarterback, whatever he is, you know, with the Cowboys, but. I'll take $1 million standing on the sidelines.
That's all right. Don't get me wrong, but I was just curious to get the NFL 2022 class of NFL backup quarterback salaries accounts for approximately $117 million combined. The highest paid by total cash contribution is the Panthers quarterback, Sam Darnold. He makes $7.5 million.
That's because he was a first-round pick years ago. Okay. The Jets.
Yeah. Mitchell Trubisky, who came in, didn't he come in?
Yeah, first round pick.
He $7.1 million.
First round pick.
Jimmy Garoppolo $7 million. Teddy Bridgewater $6.5 million. I mean, for a backup quarterback, that's some serious cash, dude.
Yeah, but these are all guys that, a couple of them were successful, you know, as start, like, you know. Garoppolo, whatever his name is, and Teddy Bridgewater, you know, he's been successful at the places he's been, and that's why they're getting the money. You know, they've been got money. But Trubisky was a first round pick, remember, with Chicago, and then he got all that money when Pittsburgh signed him. You know, as a free agent, you know, figured he's going to be the quarterback of the future, which sort of went out the window. You know, with Kenny Pickett, you know, being the guy now, but. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being a backup quarterback. I'd do it too, $7 million a year stand there.
Dude, I'd do it for I get hurt. I'd do it for $1 million.
I'd do it. Make sure you don't get hurt because I definitely don't want to go out there.
No way. Shoot. I was going to tell you. Okay, so we got the NFC East wrapping up. And the NFC East, look, in my opinion, right, and in my experience too, and then I experienced playing, but experienced watching the game enough. The Dallas Cowboys defense is top ranked. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. The Giants defense is playing really good, and they're not fully loaded yet.
Right.
Is that a fair statement? Okay. The Eagles defense, pretty good.
No. They're past,
they're really good.
They're really good. Really good.
Okay. So goes back to my point is that when the NFC East plays they're playing, they're dangerous.
You forgot the Commanders. Did you say anything about that?
No, I forgot them. Perfect. I didn't forget them. I didn't mention them.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Aaron, but they're not worth mentioning, right? Because they're not in it. They're not going to make it, whatever. But what happens is when the NFC East plays against each other twice, their defense is tough, and they play big ball, you know, they run and pass, right? We're not like, you know, let's just run, pass, right?
Well, the Eagles are run. The Cowboys are more pass.
Yeah, they are, which is going to hurt them. It's going to always hurt them. But my point being is it gets dangerous for the rest of the league when the NFC East defense is playing pretty good. In our past experience, think about it, the three Super Bowls of last we won between the Cowboys, between the Giants and the Eagles. I mean, you know, NFC East are, when they're playing decent, are tough teams once they make the playoffs.
That's why I think the record for all the teams, 17-7, they have the best record in the NFC East than all the other conference, well, not, but all the other divisions in football. They have the number one record.
For playoffs?
Well, no, for like, you know, the combined records of all, you know, the four teams, the NFC East, they have the best record overall than all the other divisions.
You start, but this year?
This year. This year.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I think it's like 17-7 or something like that.
Well, think about it. You got 5-0, 5-1, 4-2. Just that alone. I mean, you got there's only three losses.
Yeah.
Right. Let's not count. You got to forget about Cam the Commander.
You got to add them in though. They're part of the.
I will, but I'm just saying to you, just in general, that's a lot of wins with very little losses. Right. But is Eagles 6-0 or 5-0?
6-0.
Okay. So you got 6, 5, and 4. So you got, that's 15 right there. And that's 15-3. 15-3.
Don't forget the Commander. Come on. Throw that 2 in there. Come on.
15-3. And then you got 17-7. So they're 17-7.
Right.
All right. But okay. So hey, Tyler Murray don't look too good.
Well, his guy is coming back tonight. Hop. The Hop is coming back tonight. So he should be better.
His stock dove on me for a couple of reasons. One, you know, when you brought it to the attention to our fans and to me about how that coach has a tendency of winning, and then starts drifting off. And then this guy making all that money and then blatantly saying, I don't watch film. That ain't working for you right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a Tyler Murray fan anymore.
But you know what they said about him? One of the shows I was watching, they said that he's been running the offense that he runs with the Cardinals is pretty much the same thing he's run since high school. It's the same concept that he's run that long. And Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach, pretty much is, let's cater everything around this guy, you know, and see, you know, let him run around, you know, make plays. And pretty much that's the way it looks like a high school run offense. But now, you know, he has Hopkins back. So, you know, we'll see how he is now. But without Hopkins, no good.
And let me tell you, what's his name? Jameson really, he didn't do as well as I thought he would do. I was disappointed.
Maybe it's taking, he had like LASIK surgery set on his eyes. Well, maybe it's taking him a while for the kick in, but their problem is their defense, man. You know, their defense was supposed, you know, last year was like a top five defense, and it's not playing like that, you know, not even close.
Hey, we got to give some love to Richie Vargas and those Jets.
Yeah, boy, they smacked him around, and they got to walk around with the cheese head, you know, sauce, you know, the defensive back, and Quentin Williams is finally playing like the top five pick that he is, the kid from Alabama, figures. Got a couple sacks, and yeah, the Jets, man, they're legit, man. They are legit. Yeah.
I'm good. I'm happy for that coach, too. I like that coach.
Well, Salah? Yeah.
Yeah, I like Salah. Right. So, but they're playing some pretty good bands. They're playing good football, man. This is surprising right now. You know, I was surprised both for the Giants and surprised for the Jets, but it's always good. And my Yankees, you know, they lost last night, but they're in the playoffs. So one of my Yankees are gone. But Jets are playing pretty well. So, you know, that wasn't surprise. We were off on that, right?
What is the record? I think their record's 4-2, right? I think.
Yeah, they're 4-2. I'm looking at it right now. They're 4-2. The Bills are 5-1. The Bills look good.
I picked the Jets too. It'd be 4-2, too, just so you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just wanted
last.
To.
Okay. In the AFC West, you got the Chiefs. Chiefs still look good, man. That's a tough team. And the Chargers are 4-2. I thought they lost more. They're doing good. You know, John got sick, so he wasn't able to come on. The Broncos. you know, how excited was he for Russell Wilson to go?
Oh, there? Man, he was, I thought he was doing backflips. You know, he said that he was drinking, yeah. He had his apple juice and all this other stuff. And
Dad,
he was,
oh, I hope we got Russell it. Wilson.
We done pushed him over the top. Oh,
yeah, bro, you were all excited, Russell Wilson. I told you that that was a bad move for him to go there. That's you're competing against three really good quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's not even the fact that, you know, he went where it's three good quarterbacks. I'm gonna throw it out there so John Hayter go boop. Russell Wilson is Drew Lock 2.0. That's all he is.
Oh, Drew. Oh, my God. That's the one he hates.
He is. I saw, you know, that today.
You got me confused. I thought you were talking about Drew Luck, remember, from Indianapolis, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about Drew Lock, and he hates Drew Lock.
Russell Wilson is 2.0 Drew Lock. Oh, he
look
is.
Look at, bro, I'm so terrible. Cool. I'm putting a blanket on it.
See, I told you, see how soft you get.
Hey, listen, bro, he looks so...
They were showing some of the pictures where the wide receiver was like standing right in the middle of the field, wide open, and he's standing there. Yo, he's looking off this way or he's looking this way, and the guy is standing right there, smack in the middle. Yeah, you know,
oh
man.
Oh my God, know. Man!
But it also doesn't help that the coach. I don't think he's. I think he's in over Hackett. I think he's in over his head, because the only reason he got the job because they thought they were going to get Aaron Rodgers was going to end up there. You know, so Hackett, you know, got the job, but. He might be one and done, because it is a new ownership group. So they might turn around and fire this guy, you know, after 1 year, because they give, you know, Russell all that money.
Well, you know, the Chargers are doing well. The Chiefs are doing well. You know, those teams are good.
Don't forget, the Chiefs just lost to Buffalo. They just lost.
Yeah, but it was at the end, right? And they lost in Kansas City.
Yeah, and guess what? Now that means what? The AFC Championship probably is going to end up going through Buffalo in the cold in January.
It's a long season. We'll see. I think Buffalo's a good team, though. There's no doubt.
Good. They're best in football. They're the best overall team. With one loss in all of football. They are good. They are really good.
They're good, yeah. But in my opinion, Von Miller is playing better with Buffalo than he did with the Rams.
Yeah, but look what they did. They hired him to what did they hire him for? They hired him to put what's his name on the ground? Patrick Mahomes. And what did he do? He got him twice.
I understand that, but he's still playing better than he did when he was with the Rams, and the Rams had Darnold, no? Who Arnold? Well, who's the other lineman for the Rams? Another superstar. Who's the lineman for the Rams?
Sound like what? Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald. I'm saying he had Aaron Donald on that team.
Yeah, right? But they're paying Von Miller a ton of money, as old as he is, to get after. He's brought in to push Buffalo over the edge, you know, to get to the Super Bowl. That's why he was brought there.
Yeah, but there's one reason why you brought in, and the other thing is delivering. He's playing good football.
Yes, he is.
He's playing really good football, man. You know, he's playing it early. Let me tell you, the AFC North is still open. I mean, Burrow's still got a shot, you know, if he doesn't get the Dodgers up. But look at it. The best team is the Ravens, and they're 3-3. The Bengals are 3-3. The Browns are 2-4. The Steelers are 2-4. Okay. And the AFC, look at it. It's up for grabs. Jaguars are 2-4, and the best team in that division, AFC South, 3-2.
Because like with the Ravens, when we just played them, they'd be 6-0 if they hadn't collapsed the last three games. All the three losses they had, they fell apart in the second half of all three of those games.
And then let's go to the NFC. In the NFC, you got, you know, obviously the NFC East we just talked about, but the West, I mean, the 49ers still got a shot. They're 3-3.
Yep.
In fact, everybody's 3-3. Except for the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are playing tonight. They're 2-4.
And the 49ers play the Chiefs this weekend.
That's going to be tough. And then in the NFC North, hey, the Vikings are 5-1. I thought they lost more than that. Packers are 3-3, right? The Vikings are playing some pretty good football, but I don't have no faith in the Vikings. Like, okay. I don't know. Do you ever have a team that's lost? Like, you know, okay. So you're 5-1.
Kirk Cousins, man. It's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, you're 5-1. Okay. I have no belief in you. I have way Kirk more belief in
Cousins exactly. Will throw 5,000 yards and they still won't get out of the first round of the playoffs.
So, all right, we're covered. You know, now we got the NFC South. So, with the NFC South is wide open. So, let's get into some of the, you know, let's get into your, you got your, here's your open shot now. Two things. What do you think about Brady going to Kraft's wedding? And what do you think about Brady showing, yelling at his lineman?
Let's see, the first one, you know, he said that, you know, he's how do you want to call it? He's earned the right, you know, to do certain things. I'm going to just put it like that. You know, he's been to 10 Super Bowl. He won 7. He done set all kind of, you know, records or whatever. You know, my thing is, you know, what does his, you know, teammates think that, you know, he basically is getting, you know, treated differently than, you know, everybody else. And then, you know, to cover the line thing. So then when we go and, you know, we play a game and, you know, the line is not playing as well or whatever, then you got this guy cussing you out or whatever he was doing, you know, on the sideline, you know, that's not cool, you know, and I guess they sort of like should they take it because this is, you know, Tom, you know, Brady, but then in the back of my mind, I'm sitting like, yo, man, you wasn't here for the walkthrough, you weren't here for this, you know, you were at the wedding, you know, you get the middle of the week off, you know, I'm out here busting my butt off, you know, and basically, you know, you're, you know, because you're who you are, you know, just, it is what it is. You know, he's earned a right, but, you know, you also got to be a good teammate. You know, think about these guys, too.
Okay. So, a couple things. One, I think that Lawrence Taylor had special treatment.
Not like that.
Yeah, he did. Lawrence Taylor, he used to drive to the practice field on a golf cart.
He was on the practice field. He wasn't at somebody's wedding.
I'm just saying to you, there's a lot of players that get some treatment. In fact, when the Giants won, Strahan and those guys had to talk to Coughlin and saying, look, you know, your military regiment style doesn't work well with us veteran players. You know, we know the job we need to do. And he said, he came to realize, okay, let's do it both ways. Let's have a combination of both ways. But you know what I mean?
He lightened up on them. He didn't have, he didn't have Eli Manning's in the middle of training camp saying, oh, well, you know what? I need, you know, 2 weeks off, you know, because I need to take care of whatever. You never heard that with Eli or any of those quarterbacks. Or, you know, Eli, you know, such and such is getting married. So I'm going to go to his wedding and then, you know, I'll meet you guys in Pittsburgh or, you know, wherever. You never heard that either, but, you know, that's where, or, you know, I've seen quarterbacks, you know, curse out the lineman or whatever, but, you know, it just didn't look authentic the way he was doing it. It just looked like, you know, he found the camera and next, you know, you know, he's dog cussing these guys out. And, you know, you can pick up, you know, a couple of things that he was saying. But as a lineman, I probably would have smacked the guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they're making more than they have to. I think Brady's earned his right. I think he outworks most of those guys. He's taken financial cuts for a lot of teams. And, you know, he doesn't have the weapons, you know. That Mike Evans missing that one game hurt him. They should be 4-2, you know. And it's just, you know, it is what it is. But I just wanted to bring it up because I know that's news. I know Kraft, you know, getting married to a 47-year-old. I mean, that's not crazy stuff.
She's younger than his kids.
You know, Brady. And then, you know, I think Brady now came out with comments. He had apologized for about being in the military. I just think that it may be time that if things are coming unraveling too fast for him. You know what I mean? Like that, you know, like I said, until he's not performing, which right now at 3-3, let's see how they can turn it around. That's when you got to start deciding to, like, it's time to walk away. You know what I mean? Because
he had a chance. He was done. So
but
he,
why would you walk away, Byron? You were 14-3, and you, in my opinion, they were still should have beat the Rams. He could have won another Super Bowl. They had a bad call. They had a pass interference call that wasn't called. You know, the game was anyone's game. They were losing by 20-something points going into the third quarter, and he turns around and makes it a game. I mean, come on, man. You know, why? You still had it. Why leave? I would have left after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what but I'm saying, how much is enough? Okay, he's got more money than he'll ever spend in his life. He has a beautiful family. He's 45 years old. He's got a great job waiting for him, you know, when he comes, you know, when he's finished. He has $375 million. How many people are going to leave one job and make even more money, you know, doing something else that you like to do? You know, sometimes you got to make sacrifices. Okay, I want to go, you know, I don't know how old his kids are, you know, but it'd be nice, you know, the daddy come home and, you know, coach me playing football, coach me playing basketball. You know, he's like, you know, it's all year round with him as far, you know, the training, you know, he does a certain amount of sleep and he does this. You know, when do you spend time with your family? Spend time with your family. You know, football, you know,
his family, he's got problems right now.
Yeah, but I'm just, I wonder why. Why do you think he has problems? Because
it's that part. He's got a beautiful wife. And she supported him a long time.
Yeah, years.
You know,
mm-hmm. I mean, he's been married since 2009 or something like that.
No, it's only one married. He's only been married once. He's got a kid from someone else. He's only been married
from the lady from Blue Bloods.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, you know what her son's name, the initial spells, right?
No.
Jet. She did it purposely.
Why?
Because he's a Patriot. Think about the Jets and the Patriots. They don't like each other. So his name is James Edward Thomas.
He needs to go home. He needs to go home, fix everything that's going on in his, you know, his family life and move along. That's what he needs to do. But he won't.
He must carry that
on the shield.
Nah, he this is his last year.
No, he's not. Nah. He's determined to play until he's 50.
No, I think this is his last year. I think he's done. I think he's not. It's just too much. All right, so what do we got coming up? All right, so we're going to be wrapping this up in a little bit. What do we got? Let's go standings. Okay, I got standings, games. All righty, let's pick some games that we got coming up. So we are on the 20th, right?
I got them right in front of me.
Okay, so let's go. We got the Saints and the Cardinals. The Saints are winning right now. Who do you have there? I think I'm taking the Saints.
I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Okay. Browns, Ravens.
Ravens, they're going to fix it.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens. Bengals, Falcons. I'll take Bengals.
Falcons.
Okay. Bucks, Panthers. You know I'm taking the Bucks.
You know I'm taking the Panthers.
Yeah, figures. Your boy, your division title Lions against the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys. I mean, no way. I'm going with the Lions.
Yeah, I'm going with the Lions just so the Cowboys lose. Giants, Jaguars, I'm taking Giants.
I got to take the Giants, because I'm being loyal this week.
Remember, like you said, this week, Packers, Commanders.
Commanders.
Nah, I'm taking Packers. Colts, Titans.
Colts,
yeah. Texans, Raiders.
Yeah, might as well go with the Texans. I love Lovie Smith.
Nah, I'm going to go with the Raiders. They got to win. Jets and Broncos, I'm definitely going with Jets.
I'm going with the Jets.
Chiefs, 49ers.
Ooh, man, the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs. Seahawks and Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah, I think Chargers too. Steelers, Dolphins.
I think Tua's playing this weekend.
I'm going to go local. I'm going local. Bears, Patriots.
Wow, that's going to be an ugly Monday night game. Ooh, that's going to be terrible. Awful.
It's just not even worth watching.
Patriots.
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots too. All right. Well, we got a pretty good season. Man, come on. This is pretty exciting having our Giants winning, man. It took us 3 years, baby, of being on the show.
I picked them to be 5-1 at this time, man. It is great.
Oh my God, I'm definitely gonna pull the transcript.
Tulsa plays Temple too tomorrow up here in Philadelphia too.
Oh really? Are you gonna see it?
No, I'm going to the Perth Amboy game.
Who are they playing?
Perth Amboy's playing like Huntington Central.
Okay. All right, well, let's go Panthers. All righty. So we're gonna wrap up our show again. Thank you everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to all our channels, YouTube channel. Please download and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. And let's, you know, we always like to round this out with our the Gary Sinise Foundation. Freedom, security, and precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. Must do all we can to extend our hand in times of need to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show our gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little more. Gary Sinise. This is for our first responders, our nation's defenders. So any little bit helps, please help out. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast1. You can visit us our website at sportscast.net. We are every Thursday at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yeah, we got some of our guests coming back on the show. You know, this is exciting for us Giant fans that are going on. We got a lot of stats coming up. Byron, I thought last week was good. You know, they made some comments about, you know, we talked a lot of Giants, but there was a lot of Giant football to talk about. And, you know, we wanted to go through the line. We wanted to see what the progression was, where we were. So I thought it was really good there. So I'm excited. You stay warm. I'm going to stay warm, too. My chilly 70 degrees. Stay tuned till next week. So let's go Giants.
Go G-Man.
G-Man, baby. All right, man. God bless. And we'll talk soon.
Yep.